Finally, we've gotten the critical issue of extending county and school payments to the floor of the House. Unfortunately, today we're confronted with a situation where it appears that every Republican intends to vote against the bill because it's paid for by requiring ExxonMobil and other oil companies to drop a subsidy that was extended to them by mistake by the Clinton administration and pay a fair fee for the extraction of oil and gas off of federal lands. This would raise more than $3.3 billion, way more than enough money to pay for county and school payments for the next 4 years, funding teachers, schools, you know, law enforcement, sheriff's deputies on the road, corrections officers, public works, and other critical county services. This money is essential. I can understand that for some people it's tough when they're being pushed from the one side by big oil and the other by their constituents. For me, it's not a hard decision, but apparently for some others, it is. I'm very disappointed, but I'm going to continue to fight, and I'm hopeful when the bill comes up tomorrow that some people will think this through overnight, change their minds, and vote to send this bill to the Senate. And if they want to continue subsidies to the oil companies, they can work with their friends in the Senate to protect the oil companies and find another way to pay for county and school payments. No matter what, it's critical we get these funds.